Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
There's a yellow level 2 warning that's been issued for severe thunderstorms with heavy rain and possible damaging winds. That's over the escarpment and eastern Highveld areas of Mpumalanga, as well as the western parts of the northwest and the central Free State. It will become partly cloudy over Gauteng and Limpopo, with isolated showers and thundershowers this afternoon, and hot in Limpopo in the northwest. Pretoria and Polokwane up to 27, Joburg 25, Mbombela 30, Emalahleni 26, and Rustenburg up to 28 degrees.
There is queuing traffic in Pretoria at the Daspoort Tunnel southbound.
Commuters who rely on the Gautrain to get to work can this morning also use the bus service in Midrand. However, the Gautrain buses are still not operating in Rosebank, Rhodesfield and Sandton. The service was disrupted since Monday morning due to wage talks. Meanwhile, the Gautrain itself is running on schedule. And America has dramatically cut the budgets of overseas development and aid programs, with multi-year contracts slashed by more than 90%, or $54 billion. The U.S. State Department says more than 4,000 grants are also going to be halted. The review followed after U.S. President Donald Trump signed the executive order demanding a freeze on all U.S. foreign aid for 90 days, while they were determining what to cut on international spending. And with that, looking at our Business Minute. Chief Economist at Econometrics, Azar Jameen, says despite the increase in inflation, CPI is still well within the midpoint of the Reserve Bank's target, and there is room for more interest rate cuts. Headline consumer inflation increased for a third consecutive month in January to 3.2%. Economists did anticipate an increase due to the drop in the changes in some of the weights of products in the newly configured consumer basket. And Asian markets fluctuated this morning as investors tried to assess U.S. President Donald Trump's latest tariffs salvo. The uneven start of the day came after Trump warned he would hit the European Union with 25% tariffs. However, he caused some confusion over the timing and extent of other measures announced against Canada and Mexico. A dollar this morning at 18 Rand 41, a euro 19 Rand 32, pound 23 Rand 36 cents, gold at $2,920.30 per fine ounce, oil lower again at $72.82 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Khadija D'Souza. I'll be back with more news at 7.
The sport is brought to you by Nissan Magnite. The Nissan Magnite Vizier manual has your name on it. Visit a Nissan dealership or nissan.co.za and you could go your own way for only 3,400 Rand per month. T's and C's apply.
Ready for something new? Go your own way in the Nissan Magnite Vizier manual. Packed with a stylish interior, improved safety and bold design. And the best part, drive it home from only 3,400 per month. Visit Nissan for more. And now for the T's and C's. Based on a total cost of 339,880 over 72 months at a rate of 8.16%, 0% deposit, and 40% balloon through Nissan Finance, a product of West Bank, a division of First Rand Bank Limited, an authorized FSP and credit provider.
Well, let's start with some cricket, which was a good day for South Africa despite not playing. What happened was Afghanistan beat England by 8 runs in the ICC Champions Trophy match in Lahore yesterday. And that result means that England have been eliminated from the tournament, while South Africa is still top Group B. So even if Thabo Mbeki's team were to lose their final group game against England on Saturday, their net run rate should still be enough to reach the last four. CUT have been docked the 5 lock points they picked up in the opening round of the Varsity Cup. The Ixias scored 5 tries in their bonus point win at UJ, but they've been punished for fielding an ineligible player. One of their players was a student at UJ last year and did not complete the postgraduate qualification for which he was registered. CET have now dropped from 3rd on the log to 5th. Mamelodi Sundowns recorded a 4-2 win over Sekhukhune United in their Betway Premiership match at the Old Peter Mokaba Stadium last night. They've now racked up 51 points, stretching their lead over Pirates